With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Flanked by several of the leading titans of tech, President Trump unveiling a private sector partnership aimed at putting America first in the AI revolution. Oracle, SoftBank, and OpenAI will invest up to $500 billion in AI infrastructure, a technology said to hold great promise for groundbreaking advances in medicine. Blue state or red state, when it comes to Americans suffering because of fire or flood, politics doesn't matter to President Trump.
I'm going to North Carolina, which has been abandoned by the Democrats, and I'm going to North Carolina very importantly first. I'll be there on Friday, and then I'm going from there to Los Angeles,
where he'll get an up-close look at the wildfire devastation. Mr. Trump making good on a pledge to do away with DEI. He's ordering federal DEI offices to be closed by day's end. Employees of those offices put on paid leave for the time being. A bust of Winston Churchill, removed from the Oval Office by Barack Obama and then by Joe Biden, is back, returned by President Trump. And Mr. Trump begins his second term more popular than he was the first time around.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll finds that 47% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's presidency. The opinion poll, which was conducted the day before and the day of the inauguration, also shows similar support, 46%, for his immigration policies. However, 6 in 10 respondents opposed the president's pardoning of January 6th rioters charged for their assault on the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a winter storm of historic proportions spreading snow and ice from Texas to the Florida Panhandle up into eastern North Carolina. Many roads are a slippery mess, and there have been numerous flight delays and cancellations. Dow futures up 84 points, and this is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina in 2023, but it quickly stalled. Measure introduced in Mississippi echoes laws adopted in the past 2 years in Idaho and Tennessee. This is SRN News. Young scholars in New York State may have to ditch the phone during school hours.
That would start next fall under a proposal announced by Governor Kathy Hochul. The plan, which would require legislators' approval, would take effect next school year and force students to disconnect from their phones and other personal devices while at school, including in class, during lunch, and in hallways. Hochul announced the plan Tuesday as part of her budget proposal for the coming year and said the state would provide $13.5 million to help schools implement the cell phone bans. At least 8 other states have enacted measures banning or restricting cell phones in schools. Keith Peters reporting.
Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids have made a rare apology to Prince Harry in settling his privacy invasion lawsuit, and they will be paying him a substantial sum of money. More details at SRNNews.com.